when we send our authors out to cover a place like Ireland, there's always going to be some good and some bad. And one thing that struck me when I was looking through the book this time was how much good there was, how many places got a positive write-up. I mean, you talk about Derry, Northern Ireland's second city, comes as a pleasant surprise to many visitors. May not be the prettiest, lags behind Belfast in terms of investment, but it has a great riverside setting, fascinating historic sites, and a determined air of can-do optimism. So plenty to recommend there. And I think one of the things this reflects is that more and more people are making the journey out there to have a look for themselves. With somewhere like Derry, it's not necessarily the case that it's the same person going back each time. So a different set of eyes, different set of people that they meet can result in a different write-up. And I actually think Donegal's a good example of that. It's somewhere that in the past we've talked about it, but not too much, really. Maybe just mentioned that it's, maybe feels slightly isolated from some of the more popular places to visit in the south. But what we're saying now is it's a real hidden gem. It's got some brilliant surf spots. And funnily enough, I was just looking at what we said about Letterkenny, and we say you'd swear the Celtic tiger was still prowling the traffic-snarled streets of Letterkenny. The town continues to grow rapidly. It's tracking towards city status. So, a good write-up there.